This week's parasha in Parashas Vayera, Perek Yuches, Pasuk Daled. The pasuk tells us how Avram Avinu had these three malachim for guests, and says in the pasuk, "Yugach na ma'at mayim berachatzu raglechem v'shanu takasayitz ve'ekal paslechem v'sadu libchem achat avayru." And Rashi explains that "Yugach na ma'at mayim" means that the water was served aydei shliach. It was brought by the shliach, not Avram Avinu with Kvayda Vasma. He used the shliach for that. When it came to the lechem, the ekopas lechem, that was done by Kvayda Vasma. And the Rashi says, "Vakaris Baruch Hu shiuma bana vayde shliach," and therefore, midikneged midu, Vakaris Baruch Hu paid back for these mitzvahs that Avram Avinu did. Vakaris Baruch Hu paid back lebana vayde shliach. Shneema says in the pasuk by the Meimariva, "Vayorem Moshe es yoda v'yachas hasela." That Hashem gave water to the Yidin on Aydei Moshe Rabbeinu. And since the Chumash speaks out, Hashem came by the pass, that was Aydei the Man. It fell from the sky. It came directly from Hashem. But the Mayim, which Avram Avinu served as guest, Aydei Ashliach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid back Klal Yisrael, also Aydei Ashliach, Aydei Moshe Rabbeinu, like the Pasuk says, Vayora Moshe es Yodoi v'yaches tasela. So I saw in the Sefer Mishcha Hashem, and he brings down from Chaim Shulevitz, Amar Diga Nifla Diga Ryan. And he says like this, that if we think about it, we see how a small detail in a mitzvah could have mamish things that are negeya l'dayrus, could have ashpa mamish l'dayrus. Because we know that because of the chet mei meriva, that Moshe Rabbeinu had, the Klai Yisrael wanted water, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't find the rock, and he landed up hitting the rock. And because of that chet, Moshe Rabbeinu was not zeicha to go into Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara in Saita says that if Moshe Rabbeinu went into Eretz Yisrael and he built the Beis HaMikdash, it would not have been charev l'olam. The Beis Mikdash would not have been destroyed forever. And we would not have gone into Golis. The Beis Mikdash would still be here. Now, because of the Chet Mei Meriva, Moshe Rabbeinu did not go into Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, he did not build the Beis Mikdash. And therefore, it was possible for the Beis Mikdash to be Charev. So why was the water served at the Moshe Rabbeinu, not at the Karas Baruch Hu B'Chvayda V'Atzmai? Because of Avram Avinu, Yugach Na Ma'at Mayim, serving the water at the Shliach. But if Avram Avinu would have served the water Adei Kvayda V'Atzmai, then the water would have came in the Midbar Adei Karas Baruch Hu Kvayda V'Atzmai, and never would have had a Chet Mei Meriva, and we never would have had the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So you see how a small detail in a mitzvah that was done in the days of Avram Avinu, how that had effect, L'doyre Doyres, Hashpa forever and ever. So we see for me how careful we have to be on every small mitzvah, every small chesed. We have no idea how much it could do. One small chesed could change the world. Like we see over here, one small detail that was missing changed the world. And of course, Midat Tova Meruva, one small chesed, one small learning of Torah, one small helping someone, that could have a effect l'dayris, and Mietzshem bring the Geula Shalema Meir Meinu Amen, Agat Shabbos.